Professor Robertson said there was one minor change in activity at the Lasufre. He said few earthquakes were recorded, but the numbers remain low.
Activity has continued virtually the same. One minor change difference that I'll talk about in terms of the Lahars. But we continue to have seismic activity at a low level, not very much earthquakes. We have a few earthquakes as usual on the weekend. We have the numbers vary from about 5 or 10 over different periods of time, a day or two. But in terms of the numbers that we have in sort of at the stations that we've always been monitoring for the longest, the numbers are still quite low and sort of more indicative of this intervening period between eruptions that you had at Sucre from time to time.
Professor Robertson said one significant development over the weekend was the heavy rainfall, which resulted in lahars at several locations.
The only, I guess, most significant thing on the weekend is the fact that we had some rains yesterday, as most people know, and once you have rains, you have runny rivers, flooded rivers, and lahars, and that's what we had. Clearly, there were lahars, both from the signals that we have on the drums and also from my own observations when we were out in the field. There were lahars down Wallabu, Rabaka, and a couple of rivers north of that. I actually was at one, at that river just before you get to Overland. I'm not sure if it's called it Turuma River. It was flooded and there were people there stranded on both sides of the river trying to get across in vehicles. So that's the most significant thing in terms of the rain and the lahars.
The lead scientist is encouraging people in areas affected to pay close attention to the weather updates, as lahars will continue to affect people throughout the rainy season.
I think going forward, what people have to do perhaps is even more than normal listen to the weather, especially people who live in areas that might be affected by lahars. We look at the weather these days because it's in rainy season and we look at hurricanes and things like that, but in our case now it's because of the amount of volcanic material on the mountain. I think anytime there's any kind of rainfall around, any chance of rainfall, we need to be not surprised if we have lahars. It's unfortunate. It means that, you know, people in the areas that has been affected by the destruction that lahars cause are going to continue to be affected. It's almost like they're not getting a break. It just keeps coming. But until the rainy season is over, has become stabilized, either because it's been removed or because vegetation has grown back and therefore it's keeping it stable, we're going to have, whenever rain falls, whenever there's overland flow, it's going to bring it down and it's going to pass through areas where people live or where people need to pass to get to where they live, and therefore it's going to disrupt things.
That was head of the Lasufre monitoring team, Professor Richard Robertson. I am Radhika Stephen with today's Lasufre volcano update.